Hey there, and welcome to another Health Essentials podcast. I'm John Horton, your host. Exercise routines often focus on building muscle so you can get bigger, faster, and stronger. But there's something else, far less sexy in the workout world, that deserves your attention. Flexibility, it turns out, is key to everything when we talk about how your body moves and works. Exercise physiologist Katie Lawton is joining us today to talk about the importance of flexibility and, better yet, how you can improve it. She is one of the many trusted experts at Cleveland Clinic who visit our weekly podcast to help us better understand our bodies. Now let's stretch our knowledge as we focus on flexibility and how it can improve our well-being. Thanks for jumping back on the podcast, Katie. It's always great talking fitness with you.
Glad to be back.
Well, so today we're chatting about flexibility, which just feels like something that gets overlooked by people. I mean, nobody's walking around bragging about their range of motion stats.
No, and there's some people actually that absolutely hate to do flexibility for that matter, for no whatever reason. But I think because they tend to be a little bit tighter, so they just hate to do it altogether.
Well, I would be in that group. I am notoriously, I neglect my flexibility and stretching. So, but I'm gonna hopefully after our conversation today, I'll feel a little better about it.
Okay.
So to get a little bit of a better understanding of why flexibility is so important, let's start with just kind of defining what flexibility is and how it helps us.
Flexibility is when we're kind of work on elongating the muscle or working on range of motion, mobility, you know, those types of things. It can help with, some recovery, especially when we talk about like foam rolling and things on those lines that are kind of wrapped in a little bit with the flexibility piece as well. We talked a little bit about, some performance aspects of it as well. And then just, I think, feeling better overall when we're just doing everyday activities.
Well, and that's the thing I think that gets lost in some of this is that if you're more flexible, it should help you with everyday tasks around the house, like just, reaching up onto a shelf or just doing anything, right?
Because sometimes even just getting off of the floor, if you have grandkids and you're sitting on the ground and have to stand up. I mean, some of that strength, but there is the mobility piece to be able to get off the floor as well.
So Katie, let's go over some of the benefits of better flexibility. One thing I've heard is that it will help you improve your kind of performance if you're into sports or, competing with.
Yeah. Depending on the sport, it could have its different reasons for it. Like if you want to think of a pitcher, being able to have more range of motion, or especially kind of golfers. And that's another one I usually get a lot on is golfing. If you don't have good trunk mobility or flexibility, you're going to start actually overcompensating with other muscle groups, such as your shoulders or your low back or something on those lines. So yeah, that also has the performance aspect, right? The further you get back into your golf swing, the further you have to actually get behind the ball and actually produce more power behind the ball.
I'm guessing if your flexibility is a little bit better, you're probably not slicing it off into the woods quite as much.
Well, that might be a whole other conversation, but at least, as far as even, not creating any joint issues anywhere else, I do find that usually people, there's a lot of people who come in with shoulder pain with golf, and it has something to do with their range of motion and their flexibility throughout the entire movement. And that's something that they should be working on off the golf course, but that's going to take extra time. So not everybody usually will take that time to do that kind of work.
Yeah, and that actually leads right into kind of the next question I was going to have, which is how flexibility can keep you injury free. In doing some of the research ahead of this, I saw where if you are a little bit more flexible, you're going to kind of avoid some of those dings that hit us a little bit.
Yep. So you do generally want to have stability and mobility, right? So as far as the mobility goes, that's where the flexibility piece comes into play. Because if you don't have the flexibility to do some type of a movement, you're going to start overcompensating again with another muscle group. And that's where that can cause some of that joint issue. And not necessarily, again, the hamstrings, if you've had some hamstring injuries, that's a whole other conversation. But, within the joint itself, that's where, again, there's that overcompensation that we can do if we can't get through the full range of motion.
Well, I was going to say, yeah, that does get into the range of motion thing, right? Where if you just can't, if your joints aren't moving quite like they should, it really limits what you can do and how your body can respond if something comes up.
Right. Or what muscle group you should be using during a certain type of a movement. Yes.
Right. What about does stretching and flexibility, does all that kind of increase the blood flow to the muscles and kind of help them just be their best?
That's kind of a theory, I think, for the most part. I'm not quite sure that it, you know, I've seen kind of both sides of the research on that one. I usually will just say whatever works, you know, if I don't think it necessarily reduces delayed onset muscle soreness, if that is kind of one of those theories as well. I'm not, you know, a kind of a believer that all types of stretching is, you know, going to probably help any type of like soreness along those lines either.
Well, and I know a big question that comes up is should you stretch before workouts, after workouts? I mean, is there an ideal time to do it?
I like to do actually the stretching afterwards for anything that muscles that are tight. Before exercise, you should generally work on more kind of a warm up and working through like the range of motion and working through some lighter weights and things on those lines. This is, I guess, more or less what I'm thinking of as far as strength training goes or before any type of weight training is where we really want to work on, you know, working through those muscles and actually starting to activate those muscles a little bit more. Stretching is what we would do after. So if we want to work on elongating those muscles, that's when we would do most of the stretching after the exercise because our muscles are warm at that point.
How often should we be stretching and working on our flexibility? Is this something you can do daily?
Yeah.
Is it like a couple daily? Yeah. Oh man, yeah. I'm really not doing what I need to do.
Yeah. I mean, I guess it depends on where you want to be, you know, with your flexibility or how tight you really are. But yeah, you can do it once a day. You can do it twice a day if you really have that motivation to do it that amount of time, you know, that frequently.
Oh man. Well, I might be at that once a week category. So I think I'm going to have to up my pace here a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, another thing, and I have to be honest with you, Katie, I feel like the older I get, the less flexible I get. Is that just me, or is that something we're all kind of dealing with?
Yeah. And you know, I have to kind of wonder, you know, a lot of what I see is actually sitting for long periods of time is actually what shortens up on a lot of those muscles. So when we're talking about the hips, we're talking about the hamstrings, sometimes even like our mid back and our thoracic, because we're in this hunched over position. So generally, you know, especially I think as I get a little older, and our jobs get a little bit more sedentary, I do think we tend to get a little bit tighter in that sense. So I think, I don't know if it's the aging or if it's the amount of, you know, work that we do sitting behind a computer that's creating a lot of that tightness.
Oh man. Well, it definitely does not help sitting all day. So
no.
I'm going to have to talk them into doing an interview while jogging.
Yes. Yeah. Or standing, you know, I guess maybe that would be something to think about is like a standing desk or something on those lines to stop from our hips being, you know, seated in a seated position, our hamstrings, you know, kind of also shortened as well. We're also in that seated position because you can do as much stretching as you want. Right. But if ultimately when we're sitting behind a desk for 8 to 10 hours a day, again, it may just go back to where it is, you know, and I don't know how much stretching would be needed to be actually to offset some of that too.
All right. Well, now we're going to talk about what we can do to make our bodies more flexible, because I understand it is something you can improve. And if
you really work at it. Yes.
Yeah. So, yes. So give us some tips. What can we do?
For some people, I think that stretching for longer is one option, right? So stretching for a minute to 2 minutes, depending on where you're also looking at stretching, is one aspect. Stretching, say, daily, right? To make that consistent, I think is the other piece as well. Yoga, foam rolling, sometimes massage, right? Which kind of goes along with that foam rolling aspect as well. Because sometimes we just get those knots within that muscle that stretching isn't going to necessarily do anything for. So we actually have to kind of break up those knots that are kind of within those muscles as well.
Can you give us a few stretches that we might be able to try?
My favorite is, my general recommendation is the piriformis stretch, where you're kind of going to put your right leg is going to go on top of your left knee. So your ankle is going to be resting on top of your left knee, and you're going to go ahead and push. And you kind of have that like kind of figure four going with your right knee. And then you're going to kind of push down or lean into that right knee. And you should feel that in your posterior hip on the right side.
Is that while sitting that you do
you
that?
You can do it sitting. There's multiple variations of it. So whatever variation of, like, there's a pigeon pose if you want to think of it that way. So it's like an elevated, or like you can do an elevated piriformis stretch. You can do it lying down, bringing your knee up to your chest. You can do it kind of like in a crossover. So you take your knee and you cross it over your body. That would also kind of get that piriformis stretch for you as well.
Okay. All right. And that, you said that'll work on kind of like your hips and I guess your butt area,
your
right?
Butt area. Yes.
Okay. All right. What other stretches? Let's move and hit a different part of the body.
I also really like a child's pose or something where you are, you can also do it on the wall. You can do it on your desk if you want to. So you're going to place your hands on top of your desk and you're going to kind of scoot your chair backwards so that you're reaching and really reaching your fingers forward. You're going to feel it kind of in your middle back and potentially even your lower back, depending on how tight you are in your lower back. But that it's kind of more for like those posture muscles as well.
And that's where you'd sink down. So you put your arms out and then you just kind of start sinking into it, right?
Correct.
You should feel that stretch kind of in the top of your shoulders and then going down.
Going down. Yes.
We have you here. We want to steal as much as we can. So what else you got for us?
I really like to stretch out my ankles and calves, but I, you know, especially being doing some running, some jumping movements and things on those lines, I do find that I get a lot of knots in my calves. I'd like to do it with, so you can do kind of a wall stretch, or I actually like to find one of those like slant boards if possible. I know not everybody has access to one of those, or stick my toe on a curb, and get my calf really well. And I like to do that one with my knee straight and one with my knee bent.
Now the wall stretch is one I can tell you, I honestly do that one. I've been pushing and trying to move walls for a long time.
Have you tried doing it with your knee bent?
You know, I have, believe it or not, because my one son ran cross country and they used to do it that way. And the first time he told me, you know, I always did it with the straight leg and you push and he was like, no, you got to do the other kind. And I'm like, what are you talking about? And just for anyone listening. So I think the traditional way people do that is you kind of like push up against the wall and you have your legs straight and you kind of feel that pressure on that.
Yeah. It's kicked back behind you a little bit. Yeah.
Yeah. But if you bend your knee, it's amazing how much more.
It's down usually into the Achilles a little bit more or into the lower half of the calf. Because you do have two calf muscles. You have one that attaches to the back of the knee and one that does not. So when you bend your knee, you're taking out that knee flexion so that it's actually going to get down into another muscle.
Yeah. Since you mentioned how we sit all day, everything, what about, do you have a good stretch for either kind of your arms or even your neck?
Neck is kind of an embarrassing one. It's called a chin tuck.
All right.
And I don't really want to do it on video right now, but it is where you're going to take your head and you're going to actually push your chin in. And you're actually going to create like a double chin for yourself. That's why I don't really kind of don't want to do it on camera.
All right, I'll do it. We can focus on me here. So you just put it down like this?
No, you're actually going to take it and push it towards that back wall behind you.
Like lean backwards?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, that is not a good look. You're right. Oh, well, but you can feel it in your neck and kind of up in your shoulders.
Yes.
Too.
So you actually can use your fingertips too. You actually probably want to put your head up a little bit.
All right.
There you go. Good. And actually use your fingertips a little bit to push your chin back into your spine a little bit.
Oh, wow. All right. Well, there you go. I so that way you didn't have to look silly, Katie. That's why they have me here.
Thanks for taking one for the team.
thank you for offering those up. Are there any precautions that someone should take before they kind of start a program to improve their flexibility?
I definitely think that, you know, I do find that some people have some joint restrictions that we don't really know that we have. You know, I often find people who can't get in a butterfly stretch because they feel some pinching kind of going on in their hip. Probably some restriction that you don't want to push through. Stretching is kind of uncomfortable, right? So if we want to really elongate that muscle, we really kind of want to get into that uncomfortability zone, but it shouldn't be painful. And again, just that consistency, I think, is the big piece.
Now, you had mentioned the pain thing, and you always hear no pain, no gain. So it sounds like though with stretching, if you start feeling pain, it's time to ease off.
Ease off a little bit, right? And you should be able to feel yourself being able to kind of work through that stretch. So usually we'll say kind of take a big breath in, big breath out, and you can find yourself actually going deeper and stretch a little bit further.
And you said, just if I remember right, you said a lot of times you can go a minute and a half to 2 minutes per stretch.
Yep. There's some actually yoga classes that I think they can hold. They usually try and hold a pose up to 5 minutes.
Oh, man. All right. I really need to work on my stuff. So, Katie, thanks as always for coming in and sharing such great info. I guess before we kind of say goodbye so I can start working on my stretching, do you have anything else to add?
No. It is individualized. Not everybody is going to, you should be stretching the same things. I do think that if you do find that you're tighter in one area, you just really kind of want to work on that one area, especially if you notice it's restricting any type of activity or sports that you're generally doing.
All right. Well, thank you for taking the time today, and great stuff as always.
All right. Nice talking to you.
Working to improve your flexibility may not be the most exciting part of a fitness routine, but it's one of the best things you can do for your body. So invest some time in stretching and other exercises to stay loose. Odds are you'll see and feel the difference. Till next time, be well.
Thank you for listening to Health Essentials, brought to you by Cleveland Clinic and Cleveland Clinic Children's. To make sure you never miss an episode, subscribe wherever you get your podcasts or visit clevelandclinic.org/HEpodcast. This podcast is for informational purposes only and is not intended to replace the advice of your own physician.